This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It's not every morning, Christine, that we're live at a warehouse, and we're excited to be at a warehouse because, you know, it's a warehouse.
It's but fun.
There's magic that happens at this center, Feeding Northeast Florida, the J. Wayne and Dolores Bar Weaver Center off Old Kings on the north and west side of Jacksonville, newly opened in June. Is kind of a place of magic because what it's doing is the work that happens here from the staff to the volunteers is helping the food insecure and the hungry in our community to have a warm meal. And a week from now, to have a warm Thanksgiving meal, really a feast. And we're so happy to be here at this brand new 110,000 square foot facility with Feeding Northeast Florida. And our good friend Jackie Culver, the Vice President of Philanthropy, got up early with us this morning to help let us inside and show us around and get us all set up. And thank you for having us here. Walk us through the game changer that this new facility has been for Feeding Northeast Florida based on what your old location gave you, locations gave you.
Yes. So we went from two small, inefficient warehouses that totaled about 60,000 square feet to our new state-of-the-art renovated 1950s Kinko's Window Factory warehouse at 110,000 square feet. To put it in perspective, in our main warehouse before, we didn't have freezer space. We had three freezer trucks that just stayed in our parking lot full time. Now we have a huge refrigerator, a huge freezer, and just allows us to get more fresh produce, proteins, and dairy out into our community.
And you say fresh. We walked through the door and we were hit with the smell of fresh produce, mainly bananas because we're right next to the banana crates, but like you could smell it.
And it smells good. It does not smell bad. And mm-hmm. Because maybe the way you say that, it makes it sound like, you know, we're hit with the smell of whatever, but it smells really mm-hmm. good. It smells clean. The facility is bright and beautiful and clean, and you guys have really done such an amazing job.
Thank you. Keep in mind, 65% of what we're putting out into the community is fresh produce and proteins. So
the fact that you're able to keep that fresh.
Yes. But we have a quick turnaround. We get stuff in and it goes out. We are not in the food storage business. We are in the food distribution business. So that's it. We turn over the warehouse pretty much every 48 hours.
Is it a 24/7 operation? Because we're hearing the trucks in the back and they're all already working. When we pulled in at 5, there were trucks going out.
Yep. So our drivers are here early because they get out on the road, they get loaded up and get out, and then we start taking deliveries in. So, yeah, we start about 6 a.m. in the morning, and we don't work on Sundays, but the rest of the week we're going.
Man, and is this like the busy time this week and these next few days?
This is our Super Bowl, is the way I describe it. You know, we know that we're here for the community leading up to the holidays. We're here all the time. But especially leading up to the holidays is a really special time for us because just like you guys, everyone wants to have a holiday meal, and we want to make sure that everyone does have a holiday meal.
Is there an estimate of how many people in Northeast Florida who do not have the security to be able to have that meal?
Well, the numbers are very startling, and 1 in 5 children in our service area will go to bed hungry tonight.
And the service area, how widespread is that?
We're 12 counties now. So we serve the usual area around us, but we go all the way to Cedar Key. We have a branch actually in Gainesville also.
That's a staggering statistic, 1 in 5 children, so 20%. Mm-hmm. So if you are in a room and you look around, chances are several people in that room, especially if you're a teacher and you're in a classroom, 20% of your classroom is going to bed hungry.
Yep. And so, you know, we talk about what hunger looks like. Food insecurity is kind of our term that we use. And it's not what you think. It's not, you know, some person just wandering the street. It's the family next to you. We use the term ALICE, which is asset limited, income constrained, employed. So you have a job, you're working hard, you're one car repair away from not being able to buy groceries. Mm-hmm. And that is the majority of the population that we are working with.
So think about that. A tire blows.
Yeah.
And that could be groceries for a week for some families.
Absolutely. A medical emergency. You break your leg.
Your copay has just killed your groceries.
Exactly.
You're hobbling around on a broken foot or at least a bone in your foot.
So
something like that. I mean, you're in a position where you're able to continue to keep your family going, but it almost personalizes it when you're going through that because you stop and realize there are tens of thousands or more in our community who are on the verge of not being able to eat because they got to pay that medical bill.
So, about 270,000 in our community.
Wow. So what's happening between now and Thanksgiving, and how can the community kind of rally around and help?
So there are a couple of, well, more than a couple of things happening, but we're doing a big distribution, turkey dinner distribution at Lonnie Miller Park this Saturday morning. And you can always go to our social media to find this information. Then we'll also be doing turkey time with the Jaguars on Monday. That's a big distribution out at the stadium. We're also, of course, raising funds as Vice President of Philanthropy, and we're doing this wonderful campaign where for $30 you can make a donation, and that will feed a family of four their Thanksgiving dinner, and in return you get a wonderful Feeding Northeast Florida ornament.
So I actually wanted to get the ball rolling on it because we've created a link at WOKV.com as you look to or on the WOKV app, Jacksonville's Morning News Live on Location. I'll do another one later, so I'm not going to cheap it out because I want to feed more people than just one. But I wanted to get one of these early on, so I made a $30 donation, and I'm going to feed one family. And what exactly am I feeding them? What exactly are they getting?
So they're getting turkey, fresh produce, all the fixings, and stuff for dessert. So a traditional Thanksgiving meal.
Wow.
Jackie, if someone's listening and they're hungry, do they have to, you know, come in and show ID? What is the process
Absolutely
like?
Absolutely not. We do not pre-qualify. So we're here for our community and everyone who needs us. So it's nothing embarrassing about
it. So someone is hungry listening right now. They need food for their family. They can just stop here.
So we do not distribute food here. We distribute through, we have 500 agency partners that distribute food for us. Just we're the logistics operation, big trucks coming in and out. It's just not safe for people to come here. But if you go to our website, feedingnefl.org, and find food now, all you have to do is put in your address and it will tell you the nearest food pantry to you.
And you have mobile ones as well that go out into the community.
We do. We have mobile food pantries that go out each week. And these are what we consider mobile pantries, also what we're doing for Harvest Helpings presented by Morgan & Morgan, and then Turkey Time with the Jaguars.
So with the Harvest Helpings and the $30 donation, does that mean that you're taking it directly to someone's home, or will there be a central location where families are going to go and pick up?
Central location. People line up, and we make sure we go through and we count cars and the number of people, number of families, so that no one gets in line and doesn't get food. So we'll close off the line once we know we're out. So we try to be very respectful of people, that they don't sit in line and wait and then not get anything.
Yeah.
So
well, let's not have to close off the lines. How about we have you donate $30 now to feed a family of four, maybe $90 will feed three families of four. Just continue to do the math up. And if you want to make a big impact in your community, you've got the turkey. Today is National Thaw Day, by the way. The Butterball folks were telling
National
us.
National Thaw Day?
Today is National Thaw Day. You got to start thawing your turkey out today.
I started last Thanksgiving.
Did you?
Yeah.
Your turkey's been out for a while.
Yeah.
You might want to rethink that turkey that you've been thawing for a year.
At Jackie's house. No Thanksgiving dinner at Jackie's house.
But we, the five of us who are here, know what our meal is going to look like. We know where we're going to be on Thanksgiving, and we know that we're going to be able to be fed, and we're going to be all fat and sassy by dinner time or maybe shortly thereafter. But there are a couple hundred thousand in our community next Thursday who might not know that. So I would love if you could go to WOKV.com or to our app and make that secure online donation of at least $30. That'll feed an entire family, an entire Thanksgiving meal. Or 60 will feed two, 90 will feed three, and you're going to get one of these really cool Feeding Northeast Florida Together We Are ornaments. But I don't think you need that. I think it's just because you want to help someone else in your community. We'd love to see hundreds upon hundreds of families fed just by the time we're done at 10 this morning on Jacksonville's Morning News, live on location at Feeding Northeast Florida, the J. Wayne and Dolores Barr Weaver Center on the northwest side of Jacksonville. You can hear the warehouse a-humming now. They are getting the crates out as Jacksonville's Morning News continues. First Alert weather and traffic coming up next.